Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Parents Kids Music. It is a beautiful day. It is Wednesday. It is the 4th day of May, which is one of the dorkiest days of the year. Why? I will tell you in a minute. But first, let me bring on my co-host, Mr. Jay Logan. Hello, Jay. How are you? I said hello. Let me try this again. Jay, now we can hear you. Welcome.
Hey, how's everybody doing out there? How are you, Ian? It's very sunny here in hot
It is
California.
Very overcast and rainy here in New York. There's no torrential downpours just yet, but it's a calm. I'm not sure if it's going to have a heavy rain, but it's one of those, dark Wednesdays that if you're at work or children at school, it's like, you're halfway towards the weekend, so be happy about that. As I was saying,
Also, it's almost Friday. Is that what you're saying? It's almost Friday? Is that what you're saying?
It is almost Friday, which is, but first it's Thursday, and then will be Friday. Remember that song, How Last Month Ago That Seems? But yes, this is. What was that, Jay?
No, I think that's. I do remember the song, and you're absolutely right. It's like almost 130 million hits on that song.
That's amazing. Friday is just. It just continues to just explode. I think it's to the point where it's like Friday mania, my guess, is over, but it's still there. This is Parents Kids Music. Why are we talking about a 13-year-old girl? Because we talk about the relationships that people have with their parents and their children when it comes to music. And when you think of music, you have to think of Rebecca Black, right, Jay?
Yeah, the reason why is because the relationship between her and her mom, and her mom promoted her and paid for her to have this great experience. So that is a relationship in itself.
That's beautiful that the parents introduced them to it. And as much as there was controversy, remember, because it was back during March when the whole movement, if you want to call it, began. Because it was during the NCAA tournament. So I remember that it was before then, the internet and pop culture were dominated by Mr. Carlos Estevez, who, as you know, is a famous actor under a different name, who had been in movies such as Major League and Hot Shots and many great movies from the 80s or so. And then he was on some sitcom called Two and a Half Men, which the half man, up to this point at least, was the highest paid child actor in television, making something like, I'm not sure if it was $500,000 or $750,000 per episode. And just to think that this kid got his start 11 years ago on a Disney movie called Disney's The Kid with Bruce Willis. It was a controversial movie because there's a Charlie Chaplin movie called The Kid. So Disney, in order to avoid any lawsuits or fights with Charlie Chaplin's estate, decided to officially call the movie Disney's The Kid, having Disney in the title of the movie. And I think that's one of the only movies that officially has Disney in the title.
That's interesting.
Yes, it is. And so Charlie Sheen and his torpedo of truth, and arguing against his America's producer to get off of and got fired from his show was just all over the internet. But then came this 13-year-old girl with this catchy video for whatever reason that has spawned millions of, hundreds of millions of hits. Seriously. Yep, so Jay, what else is going on in the world of music? I mean, obviously, I know the world, it's kind of like when the Beatles arrived and the guests we had a few months ago, who said one day the Beatles came and it all stopped. That's basically what's happened with Rebecca Black. The entire music world has stopped 2 months running because of this girl.
They had to figure that one out. Well, I heard some things that were going on with the Glee show. I'm not sure. One of them is starting their own show, I think, and I don't think the rest of the Glee Club likes it. But I think one of them is going to do their own little thing. They're going to do their own little project. So they have rumors going around that I think it's Britney or something. I'm not sure.
I don't watch Glee, so I can't really comment on that. But I think that Glee definitely is a successful show in its second season on Fox, which has in some ways taken a lot of the formula that Disney had with High School Musical and brought it into a weekly series.
Have you watched one episode?
I have not. I have friends who think that I would actually enjoy it, being how dorky that I am, but I've actually, for my third straight year, I've refused to watch new shows. I mean, I'll watch new episodes of shows that I was watching 3 years ago that are still on the air, like The Office and 30 Rock. But I haven't picked up a new show since, which has just been my personal taste, because I know there's a lot of great stuff out there, likely, from what I hear.
Well, Glee is definitely a good show. I enjoy it. I don't watch it all the time, but they have some good topics. And kids are going to school, so, you know, it's kind of positive, you know. So if you guys get a chance to watch that out there, enjoy it, because it's a rare gem.
Excellent. Do you watch it with your daughter?
Yes, I watch it with Jelena. We watch that right after American Idol. So we're definitely doing music.
Perfect programming. Have you had a chance to watch The Voice?
I want to watch it this week. I didn't get a chance to. It just did really good.
It's like just like everything else, it seems like television formats come from other countries before they are successful. I mean, American Idol started in England. The Voice started in Sweden.
Oh. I thought that's where The Voice started. I was wondering where The Voice started.
Because I know at first, the working title of it was Voice of America. But Jay, do you know what the real Voice of America is?
No, I don't.
It's this radio network internationally that broadcasts American news, American content. I mean, some people say it's propaganda and it's run by the U.S. government, but that's what the Voice of America is. I remember when I was 18, spent a year in Israel, and I was just hoping and praying that magically I could find the Yankee game on the radio while I'm in Israel on the other side of the world where they speak a different language and you care less about baseball. And I didn't get the voice of John Sterling, but I did hear Voice of America. Yeah,
that's
so
funny.
It's absolutely. So it's 3:09 here, which means it is 2:09 in Chicago, and that means I'm going to bring on my first guest, since I see he has joined us. So, hello, Jake, are you there?
I'm here. Hello. Is that Ian?
This is Ian.
Ian, you have a very nasally sound to you, don't you?
Well, you know what I mean? It's like you can't see it here, but it's just there's a lot of congestion. It's one of those things that has been...
Are you sick or have you had a nose job? What's going on?
I've never had a nose job. I've gone through all these different things in my life, whether it's I've been to ear, nose, and throat doctors, I've used neti pots. It's something where it's an issue of who I am and where I am.
That's great.
Yeah, so
and
Jake,
what kinds of words can't I say on your radio show, Ian?
Well, you know what? This is a family show. This is a relationship about parents and children. We speak about children. We speak about parents.
Oh, that's great. I've been mourning my childhood recently. I just recently wrote a book in San Francisco, and I realized how screwed up my childhood was and my relationship with my parents. It's haywire. So exploring that in the book is kind of cathartic. So that's good to know that that's the audience that's listening.
Excellent. So, so Jake, meet Jay. Jay, Jake.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Jake. How are you doing?
Oh, Jay sounds like he's... Jay sounds like he's really excited to be alive today.
Yes, I am very excited. And you mentioned San Francisco, and I'm in San Francisco, ironically. I am out here,
oh.
And it's very hot.
It's very hot?
Yes.
Wow, you sound like... Okay, Jay, you have an interesting... So everything going okay for you out there in San Francisco?
Everything is going wonderful. We got nice good weather. And no earthquakes. Everything's great.
Good. Tell me something, Jay. Why are you so excited to be alive today? What's going good? What's going on in your life?
Well, you know, I'm very excited to be alive because I get to meet interesting people like you, and I get to be on this wonderful show, and you know, all my family is very healthy right now, and so it's a lot to be thankful for.
Look at that. It's like Thanksgiving Day around the table, except not with family members that I don't like being around. Ian Eisenberg, thanks for letting me be on the show, buddy.
Goodbye, Jake. Glad to be here, Jake. So as you're talking about your family and your childhood...
I haven't heard a proper introduction for me yet. Am I waiting with bated breath for nothing or what?
All right, everyone, silence. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, he's TV's Jake Sass, not television's Jake Sassville.
Yeah, it's TV's Jake Sassville. Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, that's good. On a scale from 1 to 10, I'd rate that at about a 3, but we don't have enough time to get it up to a 7, so hopefully the interview does it justice.
Sure. So tell us something.
I'm glad Jay's laughing.
I like him. Hey, you bring a lot of great fun to the show.
All right, have a sip of water, Jay. It's all going to be over in about 15 minutes. Go ahead, Ian.
All right, Jake. So go back to childhood and music. Tell us about the music that you listened to growing up.
My question, Jake, is you and your parents and music. Where did they spark you at? Like, what kind of music? What was the first thing you heard when you popped out the belly? I mean, you know, basically.
Ian, it sounds like that you have a co-host that doesn't listen. That's deaf. I'm just kidding, Jay. That's funny. What happened when I was popping out of the belly? Well, I won't tell you that. I mean, I think there was classical music on. I think my mother, I mean, God love her, she had a C-section. I think they played some Mozart. My father was into Mozart. I enjoyed classical music. I actually still enjoy classical music. What I do find fascinating is that my musical tastes are rooted quite a bit in what my parents listen to. And thank God I've, like most of the other crap that I've broken away from childhood, I've detached from a lot of the music as well, which is good. Because I needed to, you know, adopt a personality of being somewhat cool and interesting, and I couldn't do that with my parents' choice of music. My dad would listen to a lot of Billy Joel, a lot of Elton John, which I still enjoy both of them now, a lot of Queen. And my but he also listened to Bette Midler and Cher, which was just very awkward and really raised a lot of questions about my father growing up. And unfortunately, you know, I had to break the old Bette Midler and Cher affinity when I was in high school because it just wasn't cool to be watching Bette Midler movies in high school. Although I did appreciate Cher's resurgence with techno music in 1999, although I would never admit it if we were face-to-face, and I don't expect to be asked it in person. My mother listened to, my mother didn't really listen to music. Any music that I heard from my mother was more in her workout videos that she would work out to Richard Simmons on. So a lot of Philadelphia Freedom, which was Elton John, a lot of those type of Richard Simmons corny music videos that she would work out to. I had a very distressing childhood, very distressing upbringing.
So now, you know, that's a lot right there. So after you got all of the Richard Simmons stuff, did you go, Jake, did you start developing your own liking for stuff that you might enjoy? Like, did you get a chance to go to some concerts to see some different type of artists that you might enjoy?
I've been able, you know, my job has allowed me, hosting the television show, Late Night Republic, has allowed me to get to know other bands personally or just as guests on my show. And I've gotten into music like In Excess, who obviously is no longer around, but In Excess, U2,
right.
Wyclef, you know, some Kanye occasionally on a good day. I appreciate also the independent music that's out now. You know, we own a campus music tour. My media company, L&R Studios, owns a music campus tour that goes to 20 of the biggest universities every year, twice a semester. And we feature really interesting artists. We just had Fabolous and J. Cole and We the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
Guster's been on that concert. So we have a variety of people, and I'm introduced to a variety of music. I really like music, obviously. I think music really connects, especially with our generation, music really connects the generation.
Right, right. Oh, that's exciting. Do you MC any of these when they come to your shows? Do they actually perform, or are you interviewing them? They actually doing a performance.
So the music, So the musicians, they come on tour, they perform at these universities, and occasionally I'll MC, or I love to give away stuff to the audience, so I'll give away stuff in between sets. They usually have a crowd of 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 people per school, and they perform. They do a full set. It's a full 3-hour show with brands. We have brands that are represented there that are sort of as part of our village. We have like a village where people can interact with different brands and different gadgets and new things that are coming out relevant to college kids. So it's sort of like we're creating, really this fall, what we're moving forward with is creating a half-day music festival on college campuses, really the only one of its kind. We're pretty excited about it.
Okay, I want to move back and ask you a question, and it might sound funny. I want to know, when was the first time you actually saw an LP, vinyl LP, or vinyl record?
Probably in my grandma's basement when I was fooling around with the girl next door named Ashley Roderick when I was 10 years old. I assume that's probably... was the first time. That was a day of many firsts, but I also happened to see a vinyl record, I mean, as part of the firsts of many firsts that day. I was 10. I was young.
Go ahead, Ian.
What were you going to say?
I said talk about history.
You want me to talk about history?
No. I'm saying you found... saying important days in your life, in your history, and you found this artifact of music past being the vinyl record on that day.
Yeah, on that particular day, you know, in the basement, you know, I was doing a lot of things in the basement. I was pretty busy. But I was a curious 10-year-old, and Jay, your laugh is priceless, and frankly, I don't care if you're drunk, high, or doing something else, but you are really priceless right now.
All right, Jake, I know that you're very busy. Let's just get out of the basement and I know that you've been able to build your career and be successful at such a young age. What is your advice for children who want to be the next big thing, whether it is a rock star or the host of their own late-night TV show or an astronaut or a doctor? What is that?
Well, that's a really interesting question. So I find it odd. You know, I've been thinking about this a lot, and I've actually been implementing this a lot with my staff as an entrepreneur. I find it odd how when we're children, we learn about the world through experiencing the world, if that makes sense. We have building blocks. We have Play-Doh. We're touching things. We're looking at things. We're making sounds with our mouths. We're learning to talk. It's all very experiential. And then at some point, right before junior high school, all of a sudden, we shift our learning, and we're indoctrinated into this system where learning starts. The definition of learning starts to include desks and chalkboards and reading and memorizing and test taking and multiple choice tests and SAT scores, and that's really sad, I find. And it was really sad for me when I was going through that, because that innocence and wonder and curiosity that we all have innately as children, we can carry on with us into adulthood. And I have, and it has made more business partners and staff angry at me than you can imagine, because, you know, everybody likes to be serious and stern, and I'm just not. I'm just sort of, you know, I find life very bouncy, and it's all very good. So I think to retain some of that childlike wonder, I think it's all good. And society will tell you, well, you can't do that. But I really think you can. And I think you must if you're going to be successful and innovative and really want to learn at a higher level than everyone else. Because everyone else is just being sort of filtered through the system. If you really want to make a mark in the world, you've got to sort of go back to the basics of that childlike wonder, the experiential learning. So that's my, you know, concrete advice. I'd say never question everything. I ask questions, so many questions. And I ask questions of myself and of others around me. That's the key to success, really, and to keep pushing, is to ask yourself the right questions. So many people are having this inner dialogue with themselves, and they're not asking the right questions. They're asking debilitating questions, negative questions. And you're going to get the answers to those questions that you ask. So my advice is always to make sure that you're very cognizant of the questions that you're asking yourself in everyday life. Not so funny now, is it, Jay? Jay all of a sudden had to go on Prozac after that last 2 minutes.
I don't know. I'm just listening because now I'm getting educated.
You are getting educated, Jay. You are getting educated. You know, I was just in San Francisco and could have really educated you while I was out there. I was doing some insane things. I was renting boats and going in the middle of the bay. That was good.
Which part of the bay? You know, there's a lot of different sections. They got like the Marin section. They have the San Francisco section.
I was in Santa Cruz, so when I say bay, I exaggerate a little bit.
There's the Jay laugh.
That is the bay, but I'm kind of down the road.
Hey, Ian, I know Jay is your co-host, Ian, and God knows I don't like to disrupt a good relationship, but I may have to hire this dude just to put him in my audience in Chicago and just to laugh.
Windy City. I know.
But the next time you come to San Francisco, you know, look us up, because I would like, you know, when you were on the bay, were you actually sailing, or was it a motorboat, or were you?
No. Sailing means that I have to do some sort of physical exercise, Jay, which would not happen. I had a motorboat.
Oh, okay. I understand that one. That's good. You didn't have to do it. That's wonderful. Now, how big was this boat? Was it something safe? Or was it one of those boats that, you know, every now and then?
How big was it? Well, when I took a ruler to it, Jay, I think it measured about 15 feet.
Oh, okay. That's pretty okay. I guess that's pretty okay. You had your life stuff on and...
I took my life jacket on after I left the beach. You're really curious about my boating adventures, aren't you, Jay?
Well, I want to know, did you have any music on this boat? You know, since, you know, we're a music show, so I'm wondering, like, did you take, you know, I was going to get to this music part, so I was wondering, did you take a radio or some, you know,
Yeah, I had like an iPhone. I had an iPhone, and I think my Pandora station was on. I think that I had, what did I have on that day? I think I had, I don't know who I had. I think I had Enya on.
Oh, okay. And you know it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you did have music out there. Were you on the boat alone, or were you doing the Gilligan's Island thing? Which one?
Well, settle down, Jay. That's my personal life, and I don't divulge the details.
Okay. Now, when you do these things with these college kids, and you bring all these artists, they're going to be very excited when you bring these artists up and cheering and rooting for these artists to come up, or are they like just saying, oh, well, here's another show Jake is bringing on, we've kind of seen everything?
No, Jay, they fall asleep and they take a nap in the auditorium. Of course they're excited. I mean, you know, a lot of these colleges that we go to, they are, you know, they work hard and people are studying hard and they like to just release, and we really try to create an atmosphere where they can go crazy, have bands that are up and coming. Because, you know, college kids, we got to give them credit. I mean, give them credit. It's not like I'm that much older. I'm 25. But they, you know, they're often on the next it factor. They know what's coming out next, and I think that is very valuable, and that's really how we're framing the tour. As, you know, we have bands on that have had some notoriety. In some cases, they're huge A-listers, but in other cases, they've had some notoriety, and we're really looking to launch, you know, we're really looking to be a platform for the next it artists in music to launch and become acquainted with, you know, a very lucrative and a very loyal generation, these college kids and young adults.
Okay. Do you do any local talent from the college that you're holding your event at? Like,
we have four. Yeah, when we had One Republic on the tour and Kanye, we had local bands open up. We've done it before. Some semesters we do, some semesters we don't. It just depends what initiatives we're driving, what brands are involved, what artists are involved.
So you tend to give the local bands an opportunity, which is great. That's a great thing. Now, do these artists that come on the show, are they volunteers? Do they volunteer when they come on there, or is
the
it
artists?
A business to it? Yeah, I mean, are they
No. This is a big business for us. This is a big business for us. No, we pay the artists a substantial amount of money, and it's a business. I mean, yeah.
Okay. So is this all over? Now, is this all over Chicago? Where are these events being held?
They've been held. I mean, I've been involved with music tours since 2007. They've been everywhere from Maine to Florida to North Dakota to Texas. All through the South, Mid-Atlantic, Northeast states, all through the Midwest, some shows in California. It just depends what the routing is for that particular semester. Usually it's about 10 universities per semester.
Okay. So this is more like these are like concert events. So have you had any favorite, like your favorite experience? Have you had some favorite experience with one of the universities or schools that you can remember, you can share with us?
I really enjoyed, we were at St. Louis University a couple of years ago, and just such a vibrant community of people there. It was really amazing. I mean, we've been to University of Indiana and Bloomington, I think it was. That was an amazing experience. We went to Toledo, which was a lot of fun. Winter Park, Florida, we went to a college down there called, I can't remember the name of the college, but it was in Winter Park, where I had a lot of good experience. Great shows. We've had great shows in Miami and Gainesville. Yeah, it's been a good time. It's a really good time. There's nothing like going out on the road, meeting people, having fun, listening to music. It's a beautiful thing.
Do you have a lot of rock act also?
Do I have a rock act? I am not a musician. I am not a musician.
Okay, but do you have a lot of rock performers, like, you know,
So the two categories that we hit are hip hop, and we hit pop rock, and we usually bill them back to back.
Okay, I see. So has Ian came to any of these concerts? Have you invited him out there to come check one of these concerts out so he can see if you're really doing this stuff? You know.
You're getting pretty loose with the tongue over there, Jay. Ian, what is this guy? Is he your promoter? What is he, a hustler?
Jay is Jay.
Well, it sounds like you have a confidant. Ian's invited to the show anytime he'd like to come.
Thank you, Jake via Jay. Thank you. So, Jake, I know you said that you got a busy day. Any final thoughts before you go back into wherever you are in that central time zone?
I love that you categorize my life by a central time zone. You know, Ian, I got to tell you, this past 25 minutes of my life, I'll never get back, but luckily I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us, Jake.
Thank you, Ian Eisenberg. Goodbye, Jay. Take care of yourself. Don't laugh too hard, because you're going to bust the gut there, big boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jake Sastel, everyone. Thank you.
Yay!
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Excellent stuff. Amazing that he's 25 years old.
He's a lot of fun. I can't believe he's 25. He sounds like he's like, you know, in his 30s and has a lot of wisdom. You know, he's very, very well-rounded, and I really enjoyed him.
Well, I'm not sure if Jake, if you're still listening, I'm not sure if you're having this, but you will be 30 soon. But, yes, absolutely, just amazing what he's done in just having a national television show and having this national college campus tour with major music artists, and he's only 25. Amazing.
Wow. Amazing. Yes, it is.
It's amazing. So as we go into the relationships of parents and kids and music here, that shows you that it doesn't matter how old you are, that if you have a vision, that it can happen, and that you can put it together to just make it happen like that, Jay.
Yeah, and look at him, look at Jake, you know, he's raised on classical music, and now he's doing totally the opposite type of music, pop rock and hip-hop. So what? That means it doesn't matter where you were raised or what kind of music you was raised on, you still can grow up and be open-minded to other genres of music, which is incredible, too, because you didn't just stay with the classical.
Absolutely. So, yes. So Jay, I'd like to ask you an important question.
Okay.
What is your treasure? .net.
Today my treasure is the wonderful, wonderful state that we're in, the United States. We found a person that did some harm to our country, and I'm glad we got him out the way. And hopefully that the world can be in a better state now. We can start looking to the future, how we can make this place a better place. And that's my treasure, how to make the world a better place. That's my treasure for today.
How to making the world a better place. And, you know, Jay, my treasure is that it is spring, that it might be raining in New York today, but it was a beautiful day yesterday, and that the dead of winter is past us. And in some ways, I just really hope with Bin Laden being captured, that I can see that even though it might not necessarily, that I just see just a shift just in people around, because in some ways it's a symbolic thing. It's not the end to the means that, okay, we captured Bin Laden. Okay, 9/11 is over. I mean, 9/11 happened 10 years ago, but that, in some, it's just really just a big symbolic turning point in just this century and humanity to really just continue to just live our lives and just to grow and to realize that we were in such different places 10 years ago and now we are 10 years later. You know, like I was on Facebook, and my college, which I'm a fan of on Facebook, posted a question about most likely a lot of you were actually here on campus that day and sharing the experiences and just bringing back thinking, wow, it's been 10 years. And just to think there's going to be many more years on this earth, because you know what, Jay, you, me, Jake, every squad listening, we are still alive.
Yes. Yes.
And it is,
and that's true, and it's true, Ian, and make it a safe place for all the kids so they can enjoy what this place is about, and the music, and we're still alive, and if you get rid of one bad apple, we can make it safe. There's less bad apples around.
Excellent. All right, Jay, thank you for joining us. Once again, another thanks to Jake Sassville, host of Late Night Republic. I mean, his current home is Chicago, and he just keeps on moving around. But thank you, Jake, once again for joining us. And we'll see you again next week here on Parents, Kids, Music as we continue to talk about the relationships that parents and children have when it comes to music. Thank you so much, and everyone have an excellent day.
See you later.
Goodbye.